This is the third and final installment of our what has been and is wonderful series, our graduating senior high sermons. When's graduation?
June 10th.
June 10th. On June 10th, Malia will be a collegiate athlete, a collegiate gymnast. So I'm just planting that seed. Almost collegiate? You're all signed, locked, but... You haven't graduated high school yet. Yeah. So Malia is going to offer us our homily tonight.
Good evening. Our scripture reading today is the story of Paul and Silas and the earthquake that shook the prison so hard that the prison doors and prisoner chains were unfastened. While reading the story, at first I thought about talking about the hymns and songs that Paul and Silas sang while in prison. It was amazing to me that they sang praises to God after being beaten and imprisoned. But as I read on through the story, I resonated with the jailer. When he awoke and found that the prison doors were open, he believed that all the prisoners had escaped. Seeing this, the jailer was quick to pick up his sword and end his life, until Paul shouted, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." Having escaped prisoners was punishable by death. In Acts 12, when Peter had escaped from prison, Herod had ordered the guards to be led away and put to death. The jailer, who was assumed to be a veteran, was quick to decide that he'd rather end his own life from his failure before the higher-ups could. I connected with the jailer in a sense that when I felt that I failed in my performance as a gymnast, I believed that it was the end of the world. On car rides home from competitions that I fell at or didn't place well at, I'd be screaming and yelling in the car that I wanted to quit and wanted to kill myself. Bad meet scores led to bad feelings. Falling on events led to the falling of tears and words that I didn't mean to say about killing myself. I felt as if it was the end of the world and that I no longer wanted to live. I, as well as the jailer, was quick to jump to despair and believe that nothing could save me from my failures. This thinking can be seen in many instances in current times and in the Bible. In Genesis 18, God promised to grant Abraham and Sarah a child, but Sarah could not believe it. She had decided that life was over and even laughed at the idea that there could be hope for her. She thought she was too old and that her time had passed, so it was impossible for her to ever fathom having a baby. But in Genesis 21, God fulfilled his promise. Sarah and Abraham got their baby. Additionally, Paul himself had feelings of wanting to die. He has been imprisoned, given 39 lashes, beaten with rods, stoned nearly to death, shipwrecked, bitten by a poisonous snake, and much more. He understood what the jailer was experiencing, as he had been in his shoes before and wanted to end it all. There are many times where we instantly believe that all is lost and we grieve. But what we must do is wait for grace. We need to wait and have faith that God will be there for us and that there is hope for things to get better. Now, I realize that I'm telling you to wait like it's the easiest thing in the world, when in fact it's the furthest from that. The jailer in the story of Paul and Silas didn't have to wait. Grace came quickly to him as Paul reassured him that none of the prisoners had escaped and also invited him to receive the grace that goes along with being a Christ follower. However, for Sarah and Abraham, they had to wait a very long time. Waiting is hard, but we have to understand that grace might not come immediately. God also understands that we may want to give up. In the story of Elijah, Elijah called down fire from heaven and inspired the people of Israel to turn against Queen Jezebel and her idols. In revenge, Queen Jezebel vowed to slaughter Elijah, so he ran away. He sat down under a broom tree and prayed to die. He said, "It is enough now, Lord. O Lord, take my life, for I am not better than my father's." Instead of getting mad at Elijah for losing heart, God sends him food and water and gentle words that help Elijah get set out on his next mission. God recognizes that we may lose heart, and he wants to help us while we wait for grace. Furthermore, while waiting, we must encourage each other to wait. In the story of Job, Job was a really good person who cared for the poor and honored God. Yet he lost everything from his wealth to his children. He was miserable and wanted to die. He said, "Why did I not die at birth? And what would that God were willing to crush me that he would loose his hand and cut me off?" Yet Job chose to wait. However, instead of receiving encouraging words from his wife and friends, they told him to curse God and die. This is the last thing Job needed. God calls us to strengthen and reassure others in their time of waiting, not put each other down. Sometimes we think there is no hope, that things will not get better, that the pain and ugliness is so bad or has gone on for so long that even death would be an improvement to our current state. The challenge for me and all of us is this. When we've messed up, whether it's letting prisoners we were supposed to guard escape or doing bad on a math test, how will we respond? Will we fall into our own sword and say that it's the end of the world and that there's no hope for me? Or will we wait? Whether the offer of grace comes immediately like it did for the jailer, or whether it takes years like it did for Abraham and Sarah. My prayer for all of us is that, with the help of God and encouragement of each other, we will choose to wait for grace and wait for things to get better. Amen.